Hello everyone, welcome to the Malaysian Student Podcast, episode 25. I'm the host of the day, Junjie, and welcome our today's podcasters, Mr. Rishi.
Hello everyone.
And our favorite, Gohao.
Hello.
Yes, so today will be a guy talk. There's all males there. So Felicia, she's on leave today. No, she's busy doing other content about podcast. So today it will be a pure guy talk. Yeah. So let's get started. Humans are born different. Every individual has their own differences, and this distinguish all of us. When it comes to generation, it is also the same. It seems like each generation has its own common and spatial characteristics when compared to other generations. Hence, in order to talk about this topic more deeply today, we are going to talk about the generation gap. So, what are the causes of the generation gap and what can we improve further on this? Without further ado, let's get started. So let's start from the first question. What is the generation gap in your own words? Mr. Rich, what do you think?
In my opinion, generation gap is the miscommunication between two generations. For example, the 20 generation and then the 1990 generation, there is a bit of generational gap because we are unable to understand each other. Even the music, our clothing style, everything has a lot of difference. So I see some kind of miscommunication.
That's all.
That's it.
Oh, wait. Okay. I see. Yeah. Actually, what Rishi said is very true, because, you know, our age is different and our background is different and what we are exposed to is also different. Yeah. So how about Guau? What do you think is generation gap?
I think it's the different lifestyle and how the different generation grew up in the environment they grew up. Like us Gen Z, we grew up during the shift towards the technological era, and millennials, maybe they grew up in the beginning of the technological era. So,
yep.
Yeah. And also, like, they have when they grow up in different eras, they have like their own different beliefs, their own perception and stuff like that. So yeah, that's really my take on it.
Yeah, that's true. Because actually the society now is constantly changing. It's not like the ancient time. Almost 1,000 years, the human beings are like acting quite the same. But now due to the development of our technology and like the modern world, everything changed very fast. So each generation also have different properties or may have different lifestyle, different thoughts and different opinions. Yep. So for your guys' information, there are five generations, and I will going to talk about like boomers, Generation X, millennials, Generation Z, even now got Generation Alpha. So yeah, people that tend to give them a specific label. Like boomers, they say, oh, they are very proud. Like Gen X, they say, oh, they are lazy. They did everything wrong. For millennials, they say, oh, they are overprotected. For Gen Z, which is us, they say we are like we are obsessed in internet. Yeah, so there's the label that people will tend to give for each generation. So today we're going to talk about this more. So Rishi, what do you think about the silly comments older generation make towards the younger generation?
As part of the younger generation, it feels cruel.
Older generation.
The thing is, even though we are now six, we are 16, we are still part of the younger generation. In the bigger scope, like, we are still part of it. So whenever we get some kind of comments like, "Wow, you're dressing not very good, eh? Where are you from? Are you working somewhere? Why everything is torn?" This kind of comments, it kind of makes us look stupid. Like, okay, sorry, I don't think we can use that. It kind of makes us look like we are the weirdos here.
Yep.
The main factor is we both the generations grew up in different time and different environment. For example, we take the boomer or Gen X or millennials, like these three generations.
Yep.
They grew up in an environment in an environment where they have to work very hard. From young age, they have to go to estate or
true.
In any other places, they have to work really hard. They are the generation where we can say they actually did a lot of work that actually made them sweat. Titipulo.
Yeah, agree.
So right
now, sometimes our parents will say, "Wow, your life is very relaxing, you know, during my time, I need to work very hard. I need to go to estate. I start working since 6 years old, and what are you doing now? You just scroll Facebook, scroll Instagram. Wow, your life is relaxing." And we would think like, wow, they can't understand our homework, our academics pressure. So yeah, we need to talk more with our parents about it.
So exactly.
Yes. Hey, Guo, do your parents talk about this with you before?
No.
And Guo also no.
No.
Let me think, what can I ask you?
Like, silly comments. What's your definition of silly comments? Like they put on silly remarks or whatever, or just criticizing the younger generations?
Yeah, criticizing in a very silly way.
Okay. So let's just take boomers for example. Like I scroll through social media a lot of times, and I've seen a lot of people say that like boomers are asking why, like, are comparing their time to our time right now, especially boomers to millennials. I'm saying that when I'm age like 20 or 20 something, I'm able to afford a home, able to have a family or whatever. But for us millennials, but for millennials,
hello uncle,
damn you, but for millennials, like I would say, like most of the millennials when they are in their late 20s are still struggling with their finances, still some maybe in debt as well. And many of them are saying that why are boomers criticizing us when they are the ones who created this environment for the millennials, for the younger generation?
Yes, exactly. Yes, what my parents sometimes will say to me, "Hey, you know, during that time, wow, we are very struggling with our life, you know." And they say, "Oh, I even can't go to school and to learn properly, so you need to treasure what you have now." Yeah, and it was just say, "Don't damn your life, lah. Your life is already fantastic. Your life is full with convenience, and you can get anything you like very easily if compared to my time." They will say,
"The thing is, we have never experienced their life, so we can't compare."
Yeah, I mean, like, actually, we really cannot compare.
From what they're saying, like, it's like pushing the problem towards a later stage. Like what they're saying, like their time when they're young, is difficult to get education. But, and then when they come out to work, they work hard and then can get a better life. But for us, it's like when we're young, we can get a good life. But once we come out to a working environment, struggling and a lot of stuff. Most people will struggle a lot.
Yes. And I found out one phenomenon. People, they like to comment on the past 2000s generation, which generation Z, Like they will say, they don't use Facebook. Even though they use Facebook, they won't show their real profile picture. And they say they like TikTok very much. I need to admit lah, some of us, like, maybe they like TikTok quite much. But I can say not everyone of past 2000s generation, they like this, okay? Just a few of.
Just
okay.
A portion of it. Just a portion.
Yeah, a portion of it.
But because the Gen Z, like those who uses TikTok, is mainly under the spotlight of the media these days. So that's why older generations tend to think like this.
Yes. But if compared to past time, we really less be exposed to the nature. I would say like that.
No sun, no grass, no wind.
All books, right?
Only books. No, but I have to say,
phones.
I have to say, this generation, we are the one who are most very, very well connected to books because we have the access to it. A very wide access. What am I saying? Access. The other generations, they didn't have this much of access to education. So in that case, we have to be grateful for that.
Yeah, I need to be grateful because of their efforts. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Yeah, this is something about experience. Where do you feel the most about obvious generation gap? Like, you talk about experience. Go up, have you ever experienced this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, the generation gap.
No, I personally have not.
Can talk about school.
No, I personally have not, but...
How about school?
School. You know, I don't even notice these kind of things.
Really?
I tend not to focus too much on this kind of thing. I don't even notice it at all. But I can share like...
Okay.
But I can share like some stuff that I saw through social media one lah.
Yeah. Can share about this also.
Most of the time what I've seen on social media is basically what I mentioned just now lah. Like... the older generation tend to criticize younger generation of why are you until this age don't have this kind of things one, huh? And yeah, things like that lah. Like why you're at 30 years old still haven't got married, got family or whatever, That's what I mostly seen on social media one, but
it's true.
Yeah. Plus like in the past it's much easier to, let's just say this, like, get loans from the bank, and compared to now, it's much, much more difficult. Like, even the pay in the past as well, the salary in the past as well is more than what we have now. And living costs wasn't that high as well, so yeah. Let's start.
How about Rishi? I think your experience is it's quite fun, right?
Okay, for I think a few incidents. Okay, but never mind. I'll start with the first one. Grandma, I love you, but there's a big generation gap between me and my grandma. You know, right? For us right now, during at some time, we will have sudden meetings, or even for podcast meetings, we have sudden meetings, right? At night, because that's when we are all actually free. Sometimes it exceeds maybe 10 or 11, and she'll be like coming out and say, Rishi, time to sleep, go back to sleep, now. So the generation gap is not like she being strict, it's that her concept that we have to sleep early. Yeah, that's actually scientifically that's good, I'm not saying no. But it doesn't happen every day, right? So it's very rare.
Your grandma loves you so much.
Yeah, so her love is translated to me like in concern, sleep well. But I tried to explain, but it never worked. But the thing is, I'm not blaming her. her concerns are valid. It's just that I have changed myself. In this case, I would say I'm at the wrong one. I'm at the wrong side. I'm on the wrong side. So I have to change myself. So no one meets with any. So no one meetings with any one of you. Okay, moving on. The boomers thing is, what am I saying? Sorry, the generation gap is not only from older generation to younger generation. There are also criticism for the younger generation to the older generation. Yes or no? All right. The first thing is computers, phones, smartphones, gadgets. We have a conception that they can't use phone. They can't use computer. Man, I tell you, my grandma can scroll through Facebook.
Whoa. That's smart. Actually, me nah, sometimes also blame my grandparents a lot that because they can't use very well. And we need to be patient to teach them a lot of times so that they can master it. Like even open WhatsApp and chat, text the message. They need some time to learn. So we need to also be patient, right?
Exactly. You have to be patient as well.
Yeah. And sometimes when we watch drama together and when there's some sensitive scene there, they'll be very nervous and tell us, hey, don't see that. Don't watch that. And we will say, it's okay, what? We are open-minded. But
yeah.
For them, that thing is not suitable for us to watch. Yeah. I think there's some difference there also.
Very true.
Gohao, if you are at school, do you have any... What's up, bro? Are you okay today?
Why is it suddenly? I don't know.
Okay. Gohao, at school, do you have any generation gap experience, including like between teachers and students, especially?
I think the most notable one has been something that happened very recently. Like, we were talking about the teacher was teaching us about something about those like sexual stuff lah, and then yeah, the teacher just brush it off and then just say like you guys shouldn't, you know about this stuff because you are underage or whatever lah, and mainly to just discourage us from learning more about it though, which I feel is like a old time, like how back when the old time how they think about it, but right now is the new era, man. Like this kind of thing shouldn't be like shouldn't be restricted to people who are not at a suitable age.
Yeah, I see. Actually,
yes, exactly. For anyone who is interested, please take a look at please check out our podcast episode about sexual stuff. Wait, sorry, yes. The plugin are so bad. Wow, you.
I felt up our channel likes talk about sex very much.
Which episode was it?
23, right?
Okay, we talked about sexual knowledge in depth in our 23rd episode. So be sure to check it out and let us know what you think about it.
Yes. So what Gual said just now, what Gual shared just now, also I think most of us experienced before. There seems like if they think that topic is not suitable for us to learn or to know, they will try to hide it. But this will arouse our curiosity also. So I think a heart-to-heart talk is very necessary between generation and generation. Don't be shy to share about those things. If you want to criticize in a better way. Like, don't write very silly comment and laugh them. Yeah, you can just comment in a good way to encourage them or to give some advice on that. Yep, that's better.
Like a constructive criticism. A criticism which they can take it and then they can improve on it.
True. Oh yeah, one thing is People also say like Gen Z is like very fragile. You know what I mean? Like they can't withstand the criticize. Like if people blame them, they will be very angry and they can't accept them. But I don't think so. It's just for a portion of people, and just like what Bob said just now. It's very subjective one. Yeah. So let me share my experience. I think this is between my father and sister, because there's one time my father, like, he need to change his Facebook passwords or what, and then he wants my sister's help. So my sisters go to help him to change the password, but the password he said before also forget. My sister and my father, both of them forgot. So we find out the people who set the password before, which is one of my relative. So my sister just sent the password to, just send the password setting to her and just seek for help from her, my relative. And my sister just took a screenshot about the old password and want my relative to help her to change. And because of this action, my father just directly scolded my sister of this, because he said, what are you doing? You share my old password. You know, maybe you can threaten my bank account. Later, people that stole my money. How? Well, my father is very angry that time. Was very angry. And she just blamed my sister because she didn't know that. Because my father didn't know the setting of the password or what. And my sister was very sad and just nearly want to cry already. Because that certain time, my father will scold like very hard. So what caused this to happen is actually there's no effective communication in between the two of them. They don't know each other's action, and they don't know what each other's think about on the same issue. So after this, my father and sister, they try to talk more and communicate more deeply from heart to heart. Just don't be too shy to share, because some small issues will cause a big problem. So here's my advice to all of us, to all of you. Moving on. The last question of today's episode. Do you feel your parents don't understand you because of generation gap? And what do you expect them to do?
Yes, I think.
Since Guo is. Oh, Guo can say. Okay.
To be honest, there's not much really we can really do about it, because you cannot, because a leopard cannot change its spots, and it's difficult to have them change. It's just really, in reality, we just have to put up with it. That's the reality of the world. But maybe sometimes they can be a bit understanding.
Yes.
But only in certain situations. Different people have their own different perspective and their own different beliefs. So we can't really do anything about it.
But do you get angry? Like, do you have this kind of experience before? Do you get emotional influence because of the generation gap?
I do, but I don't really show it in front of them. So, yeah. Just keep it to myself.
Okay, Junjie, let's call Auntie after the episode recording.
What?
We need to help you to speak the problem already.
No, I said we can call Auntie after the recording. Should be nice.
No.
Okay, never mind. Go on. Go how?
Rishi, how about you? Do you feel your parents don't understand you because of generation gap? I don't think so.
I would say yes and no.
Yes and no.
No, the thing is, when I was younger, I was a very bad child.
I don't lie, are you bad child?
No, bad child in terms of my behavior and attitude. I was known to be a stubborn child. So during that time, I tend to think that my parents didn't understand me well because of the generation gap. But after I got quite matured, like right now, quite. Right now, I would say they actually understand me. Even though I don't think there's a generation gap between my parents and me.
Well, like,
I would say I didn't change for them. They adapted for me.
they adapted for you and you don't need to change.
Yes.
So is it your problem?
What do you mean?
No, yes.
Thing is, I can feel that they took effort to understand me, so that there's a not a big of a generation gap there. Because no matter what, they are all humans. Even though the nations have passed, the obstacles that we go through, they are the same but in different level of difficulty. For example, for us, we go through education, then we go through our to go through education, then we go through the love phase, and then we also go through working experience and everything, right? Our parents and our forefathers, all of them went through the same thing, but in different level of difficulty. The education was not proper. It was quite hard to study. And then when they went to the love life, it was very different. And then after that, their working experience was way, way different.
Yes.
But when we can find the similarity between both of it, and then we can connect on that terms, it's much easier for us to have a good bonding with our parents. Our parents are mainly from their millennials or their Gen X. So our parents and us, we share a lot of similarities, even though we don't see it at the first glance. If you look closely, there are similarities. The stages are very similar. And if you can find what actually is same and you can make a connection with that, I can guarantee there's a high chance you will have a very good bonding with your parents. Or even your grandparents for that matter.
Thank you, lecturer Rishi.
You're welcome, Junjie.
Yeah. So from what Rishi said just now, actually, transpositional consideration is very important. We need to think from each other's perspective. Yeah, so that we can fill the gap and we can be more open to each other. So Guo, do you have any suggestion of this?
Oh, Lisa. Communicate more. Share more things about the latest trends or whatever. Share more about it. Yeah, re really just communicate more with them. So, yeah, that's my advice.
Actually, one of the advice I can give is find a common thing that all of you like. Like for my family, there are six family members, so we will watch a seminar drama like almost every day because we need to find a common thing that we can talk about. Yeah, so don't live in different worlds. We can find a parallel space which is the same, and we can get together at that time. Even though that's short, but we can use that time very well to communicate with each other. Yeah, so find the common things to do. Yeah, that's my advice.
And one more thing, listeners, you may be a parent or you may be a child. If the other party is not making any efforts, doesn't mean that you don't have to do anything. Make the first move. Try to do something, as Junji mentioned, find the common things between both parties. If you can do it, I can. There's a high chance that you'll have a very good relationship with your parents or with your child.
Yeah, fantastic conclusion. So, to put it in a nutshell, all of us, no matter which generation, we should be more considerate and open-minded to accept different opinions, perspectives, and even ideologies. Generation gap occurs because society is constantly changing and developing, as well I mentioned just now. Hence, we are responsible, and it's our responsibility for filling this gap with love and trust. All the generations should build mutual respect, as the saying goes, respect goes both ways. Thank you.